Right, let's start this one off with some cricket. The World Test Championship final is already playing on the mind of Australia skipper Pat Cummins after conquering India yesterday, the fifth test. Now, the Baggy Greens surged into a mid-year showdown against South Africa at Lord's with a six-wicket victory against India in Sydney. The thrilling win sealed the first series triumph against their Indian rivals in a decade and also confirms their place in a clash against the Proteas for the championship. Cummins says the defence of their title is the ultimate goal.
It's huge for us. We talk about the World Test Championship a lot, a trophy we're really proud to hold, so we want to go back and defend it. We were saying before, I think it's a great tournament in that you've got to play well consistently and across all different conditions against different teams. And yeah, it's great to be there again and can't wait to get over it.
Now, the Proteas are currently in contest with Pakistan on day four of their second test match at Newlands, Pakistan, on 442 for seven, leading with 21 runs. On strike is Jamal and Hamza Jamal on 15 off 28 balls. And then over to some football. AmaZulu co-coach Vilakazi Vusumuzi believes today's weather is a blessing in disguise as they prepare for their Betway Premiership fixture against Sekhukhune United on Wednesday. Now, the squad was forced to cancel training today due to the weather, but Coach Kanu thinks they're using the time to preserve energy amid their back-to-back schedule in the Premiership. AmaZulu opened the year with a draw against Golden Arrows this past Saturday, then play on Wednesday, followed by a clash on Saturday away against Magesi.
A bit disturbed, obviously, with the weather conditions, but I think it might also be a blessing in disguise when you are having three games in 7 days. So you just need to manage in terms of the fitness and stuff, because we need them with the energy come Wednesday, when making sure that we're trying for the results. Looking forward to face Sekhukhune on Wednesday.
And then finally, South African rally champions Henk Lategan and Brian Cummings have powered into the lead of Dakar 2025. The Made in SA Toyota Gazoo Hilux crew drove a tactical race to finish third in the 48-hour Stage 2 behind local hero Saudi Yazid Al-Raji and Timo Gottskalk. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.